Well, it was interesting late last week to hear about a fish that was long believed extinct, but is now found to be alive and well again. And with us to talk more about it is Adrian Martin from the Department of Environment, Land, Water and Planning. Adrian, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Very well. When did the zombie fish, inverted commas, first believed to have been extinct?
Well, look, they think it went extinct sometime around the end of the 90s there. So the last population was found in only one location up at Cardross. And ever since then, it was kind of hard to sort of locate anymore. So like a lot of small-bodied native fish, populations of this species had just dropped out of the environment. And it was one of those things where it eventually hadn't been found for 10 years and unfortunately made the regionally extinct list.
I'll let you call the full name in a moment, Adrian, because it might stumble me a bit. But how pleasing is it to find a species that has disappeared?
Look, it's pretty pleasing. We live in troubled times with many aspects of the environment we live in, and to have a species once, you know, considered to be regionally extinct from our area, only to have it resurface again is terribly exciting. It's just like a real bonus for all the efforts that go into conservation type work. And so for people like myself and others who have worked more extensively on this species, it's something to celebrate. So the southern purple spotted gudgeon is its common name, it's a bit of a tongue twister, but look, it's an attractive little fish. And it's just great to know that there's a population that's thriving up in the areas around Kerrang, been undetected for such a long period of time.
So how is it rediscovered? Is it just purely luck? Someone happened to catch one? Or?
Well, you could pretty much say that. Yeah, there's a bit of luck involved with this. So some surveys have been carried out around the Kerrang Lakes area as part of a project up there. And I was at a conference on that particular day. I remember it quite vividly. I was in Geelong, and a friend of mine who works at North Central CMA, she sends me a text message. He goes, better give me a call. We've just found something we think might be quite interesting. So I rang her back, and she goes, are you sitting down? Because we think it might be a species that's considered extinct. And, a few days later, it was verified by fish ecologists and the rest is kind of history. So, they were just doing some surveys in a particular patch of the Kerrang Lakes and found a couple of individuals. So that set about, a bit of a pathway to try and find more of them.
Is this something that happens often, finding something considered extinct?
No, not really. You might find things that are rare that they're in the landscape somewhere, but they're a bit cryptic to find. This one is definitely cryptic. We know that this species has a preference for hiding out in habitat that's quite dense. It's in wetland that are slow moving, or backwaters of creeks or rivers that are slow moving. But it lives extensively in these little sort of mats of native vegetation, water vegetation that's sort of submergent. And it kind of just hides out in its own little world in there, and that's what we found with this survey, is that we really honed in on these areas within these larger water bodies, and that's where we were finding them. So they kind of just finding that little place in these big environments for a small bodied fish was their thing.
And why zombie fish?
Why zombie fish? I think that's just a throwback to, something coming back from the dead. I'm not entirely sure. I didn't have a lot to do with that. So I think it was used previously in another media release. And, something that has caught the attention of a few people. So probably fair to say that some of the people involved in the recovery of this species are not not particularly happy with the use zombie because it kind of has a negative connotation to it. I kind of like the southern purple myself. Well, just call it the Gudge.
The Gudge. Well, you've let a journalist get involved with a media release. I reckon that's what's happened.
That's exactly right. I reckon you're spot on.
And that's the southern purple spotted gudgeon. There, I can say it.
Yes, well, you've done very well. I was just thinking, too, finally, Adrian, you know, you mentioned you find them by luck. It'd be a bugger if somebody actually caught one and it was the only one you found.
that was my greatest fear when we did find this fish. We thought, we better go and find some more now because, I don't know what I'm in for here. You know, we only found a couple of them. So, no, we ended up finding like about 60-odd individuals in a nearby wetland, and that really was the saving grace. So, and then we found some other sort of outlier populations, some other systems. So, yeah, there's more probably to be found out there. It's just around survey effort, and now we know exactly where to look for. So I think we're in a good space.
Fantastic. Now, exciting stuff, and appreciate you taking the time to have a chat to us, Adrian. Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
All the best. Adrian Martin from the Department of Environment, Land, Water and Planning. The good old zombie fish.